From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. This is a special YouTube edition of, and don't turn the channel, don't click me off, don't exit this and go see another video, reverse mortgages and how you know somebody that could use a reverse mortgage. So on today's show, I have two experts in the field, Mike Reddy and Marge Dowda. They work with me. We're all on the same team of helping people. So what I ask today is, what I want to get to the point is, what is a reverse mortgage? We're going to go through the fact, the fiction, the good, the bad, the ugly. So welcome, guys. Hey, Mike, tell us a little bit about you. Mike, what do you do? How do you do it? How long you been doing it?
I've been doing the mortgage industry for 26 years. And started doing reverse mortgages 12, 15 years ago or so, because I think the product has such great value to the way it helps people accomplish what they need to in their lives.
So you're not a newbie who just got licensed 6 months ago and you just want to sell a product to somebody.
I don't think I've ever sold a reverse mortgage. Yeah. I'm a counselor. The first thing I do when I talk to everybody is go through the basic information on it. You know, the biggest misconception that I first address is people think, oh, I'll give my house to the bank. And that's absolutely not true. It's a mortgage. It's a lien on your property. You can sell your home and pay off that lien if you want to move someplace else. Whatever happens, you keep the house. Your estate keeps it.
Marge, they want to hear your sexy voice.
I've been doing this 20 plus years. Passionate about the reverse mortgages.
Yeah. That's what I like about you guys. I mean, you guys, like, you love this stuff. And there's sometimes where you'll tell stories and like your eyes tear up sometimes about, you know, somebody that you helped. So how long have you been doing this?
20 plus years.
Sheesh. Okay.
Yes. Without giving away my age.
Got it.
So, what it does for people, it gives them a new life.
Right.
You know, I mean, and it's not for everybody. Yeah. So, you know, when I'm meeting with people, I'm not there to sell them something. I'm there to see what their life is like and what their needs are.
Can we give them a better quality of life? And I hate to say it this way, kind of at the end. So they don't have to worry about going to a nursing home, or they don't have to worry about this. I mean, they can have people come in and assist them in living, and they can use this money to do that.
Absolutely.
Stay at their house and live in comfort, live in the surroundings they want to live in. So here's what I want to dive into. I want to go over, if we can, the facts, the guidelines. I know there's not a lot, but there are some basics behind it. So what are the basic guidelines or fundamentals of a reverse mortgage? Who would qualify?
The first qualification is you have to be at least 62 years of age to qualify for a reverse mortgage. And there isn't a whole lot you do need to qualify. There has to be you have to know that you can pay your bills and still live a good life. So we have minimal income requirements on these credit requirements. There are some, but it's not an issue in getting them. It's a matter of structuring it properly to help the person who needs it.
The biggest thing that we run across, and I get a lot of calls on, especially when we run reverse mortgage commercials, is the age. A lot of people miss the age piece. And then what we call it, the loan to value. So basically it'd be the loan amount divided by the value of your home. So what would be, Marge, what's a rule of thumb kind of with that loan to value?
About 50%.
Okay.
So what we mean, 55.
Here's what we mean by that is, let's say you have a $200,000 home. Multiply that by 50%. So you could probably get $100,000 reverse. So what that means, though, if you owe $150,000, you don't have enough equity in your home. So you can't do the reverse. Okay, so I get a lot of phone calls where somebody will be at like an 80% loan to value of their home, and they're like, hey, I want this reverse mortgage. And then I have to kind of
give them the bad news.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
And it is, I mean, it's sad a lot of times. So, so we have somebody that's 62 years old or older. They have, house is free and clear. So now what's the steps that they do? What would you advise this person to do? They're listening and they're like, that's my mom. She needs help. What do they do?
Well, first they would give us a call. We would take some basic information and set up an appointment.
Okay.
A lot of times I like to meet with family members, you know, the children.
Sure.
So that everybody understands what mom or dad is doing.
And why?
Because they're the ones that are going to be left dealing with this.
Right, exactly.
You know, so sometimes I can meet with two siblings at the same time and one sibling doesn't want mom or dad to do it because they're tapping into the parents, their inheritance.
That takes me off to no end.
It's huge. And, yeah. And you know, once you break it down and say, well, great, we were giving them an extra $700 a month to live on.
Right.
Can you help them? That usually now they see what it's doing for mom and dad.
Yeah, the value in it for them, for everybody.
Got it. So is there a common reason why somebody can't get a reverse mortgage?
It's usually the equity.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest common reason is their mortgage, that the existing mortgage is too big and they don't have that equity that they need, which again is a rule of thumb, 50 to 55%.
Okay. So let's say mom and dad have a house that they owe 50 grand on. We'll use the 200,000. The house is worth 200,000. I just want to clarify this for a lot of people. So they owe 200,000. The house is free and clear. It's worth 200,000. The house is free and clear. They have 50,000 in credit cards because they can't afford food, medication, all this. So and those credit card rates are 28%.
Okay? Right. And the reason that seniors usually use credit cards is because they don't have enough income to pay the necessary things that they need.
So we would structure that, or you would structure that to a couple of different ways, possibly. And I'm asking, I guess, this question. I think I know the answer, but maybe I don't. We pay off those credit cards. And then they still have a deficiency each month because we didn't really completely solve the problem. They start charging on credit cards for a reason. So they get $800 in Social Security. That's not enough to pay, do what they need to do. We paid off the credit cards. And again, that helped them, but that still, they're still not a good situation. What's a structure that you could put together to possibly subsidize their monthly income? Because the $800 doesn't cut it.
Yeah. Well, with a reverse mortgage, there's a lot of options. We go right today. We're trying to give people a general education, but they can also pay off all those credit cards. And then with the remaining balance, if they wanted to set up a monthly payment where they got money deposited into their account every month, $200, $300, $500, whatever equity is remaining, so that they would be subsidizing their Social Security and helping them so they don't have to go back to those credit cards that we just wiped out and paid off.
Got it. So
they can also take a lump sum.
Just put it in the bank?
Correct. And then there's also a remainder left on a line of credit for them.
Gotcha.
You know, so a lot of times there's a roof needed or, you know, some repairs in the home. So you could pay off the debt, take a lump sum, do those repairs as well.
Okay. And I know we talked about this on the radio show. And for those watching on YouTube, we did two segments on my radio show that you can hear on in Chicagoland area on WYLL Radio weekdays from 7:30 to 8 p.m. or WIND Radio, which is 560 Saturday mornings at 7 to 8 a.m. And then just Google. The best way to look me up is Google me. The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. You'll see about four or five Google pages full of my information, podcasts, YouTubes, websites for what I do and how I do it and so forth. One last question to conclude this. And I know we talked about this on the show, but why would I do a reverse mortgage? Because I'm giving the bank my house.
You are not giving the bank your house.
So what is this
thing? It is a lien on your house, just as if you would do a forward mortgage.
Okay.
You are still the homeowner. You are still, you want to paint the room pink, paint it pink.
Got it.
Nobody's coming in telling you how to take care of your home.
So my parents get a reverse mortgage. They live for 10 years and they pass. Now what?
Now you have the option, if you would like to sell the home, if you'd like to buy the home, you pay off the lien.
So
if the lien is backwards, if you owe more than it's worth, then you can get an appraisal and purchase it for 95% of the value.
So dad passes, we owe $100,000 on the reverse. I live 500 miles away, so I can sell the house.
You can sell the house and the equity is yours.
So it's just a mortgage.
It's a mortgage.
So basically, it would be the same way the other way. I sell the house, I pay off the mortgage, and I or the heirs get the rest of the money.
Correct.
Got it. So it's, guys, just to reiterate this thing, you're not giving the house to the bank. It's a mortgage on your home with a, Marjorie, I'm going to say it, a payment option plan. She hates that word.
I hate it.
I know. but basically, what we're saying is a lot of people, they're like, I don't want my interest to keep growing. You have the option to pay interest only. You can pay a dollar. You can pay $1,000. You can pay $2,000. Whatever you want to pay per month, it's just like a standard or regular mortgage. But the caveat behind the whole thing is you don't have to make a mortgage because you just don't have the ability to do so. That's the whole point of this program.
Correct.
Is to get you into. So it's a mortgage, just a mortgage. Think of it as just a mortgage where you have the option to make payments if you want or not. You have to be 62 years old or older. And you basically have to have about 50% equity in the home, meaning the house is worth $200,000. You got to owe about $100,000 or less as a rule of thumb. So if you're very close to that, let us know because we'd like to dig deep into this. So those are basically the basics and the fundamentals of a reverse mortgage. And I thank you guys for coming in because I wanted to get the misinformation out there. Is there any other misinformation that you think that we should cover that you get a common question on or concern or
credit
issue?
Score? There is no minimum credit score on this.
Okay.
I mean, I have actually done people in foreclosure.
Okay.
So bankruptcy. You know, if they have the equity, they can do this.
Got it. It's an awesome program. So guys out there, like Mike said, we all know somebody that could use a reverse mortgage. You might not know it because the front might be up where they look good. They seem to be okay. But in the background, there's somebody out there that could use this. So all we're asking is just call. Let us go through the facts, give you the facts, and you decide. We're not here to sell you anything. We're just here to provide the information. So I want to thank you guys for coming in.
It was
awesome.
Us.
And we're going to try to do this segment every month. I'm going to have them come in, and maybe in future episodes, we'll kind of dive into, you know, reverse mortgages again. But we're going to go through, you know, who you were able to help in the last few months, especially once this airs on radio and podcasting and YouTubes, because I'm hoping that this opens the eyes for a lot of people and we get a lot of phone calls. So I want to thank you guys for coming in. Mike Reddy and Marge Dowdup, they're a godsend in it with our company because they're helping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. So if we can be of any help out there, please let us know. You can reach me at 844-775-LOAN, which is 5626. Check me out on the web. It's the Frio team. Frio is FRIO. So the frioteam.com or shoot me an email. It's D for Dan, Frio at parksidelending.com. God bless. Don't forget to subscribe. Give me a thumbs up. Hit the bell so every time I do a video, you get an alert. And please leave some comments down below on any questions that you might have in regards to a reverse mortgage. I'll make sure I answer it or Mike or Marge get back with you. So God bless. Take care. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or online at thefrioteam.com.